What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Jalen Brunson is a nice piece to that puzzle, so we'll see what happens to him.
That's like me and you got a group and then somebody goes solo. You know what I mean? Do you really want to go solo and do a solo album? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? With all the pressures of a solo artist.
Well, especially if you're in a duo group with the Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
I mean, if you in a group with Michael Jackson, that's a whole nother world, bro.
It's different than a group with Ray J. Shout out Ray J, though. That's my dog. You know
what I mean? Too many backwoods being smoked in the downtime. Welcome back to What's Burning. Season is coming to an end. I'd like to welcome my big bro, Jelani McCoy. Jack got stuck in Chicago on O Block last night, so he has some flight issues. So we have to catch Jack next week. Man, but let's get right into it. Jelani, draft this weekend. 22 players, when it's all said and done, from the Allen Iverson Classic were either drafted or signed two-way deals, free agent deals. I mean, 22 players. How many players were there total? I mean, that seems like the whole – everyone there got drafted or picked up.
Low-key, I think that's close to it. Somebody was either on the way or on the way to drafted or the next up. So that's a hats off to that class and to the AI Classic and everybody involved. Bo, Jay, the coaches, you know, they were there. D. Miles, Bonzi, a lot of former players were there. So it says a lot about that coaching staff and that All-American game to, you know, we're a couple months removed. And those guys are, you know, top – 1 and 2 in the draft and a couple to filter out through the first round. So that's no joke.
Really big, man. Happy for AI. I saw he made a post yesterday, but I love that this game just continues to grow and grow. Hope to have more next year. Any surprises? I was one of the rare people who went out on a limb and took Paolo number one. Orlando did the same. Chet went number two. Jabari went number three. Was it a surprise to you, or do you think everything kind of panned out? You know, you couldn't really go wrong with the number one pick this year.
I think everything. I think you could have went wrong. You know what I mean? Considering Paolo is the sexier pick, considering, you know what I mean, his measurables and what he's going to look like in a workout. I haven't seen Jabari in person, but I'm not surprised on how those picks checked out. Chet is a unicorn. They probably got to figure out a position for him, but whether that be center or a three, whatever it is, he can really move as a big player. And Jabari, from, you know, from word out in the street, from everybody we know, is, you know, has been a pro for a long time, is going to peak at the right time. So no surprises, but I will say that, you know, it wasn't handpicked that Paolo was going to be number one. So it was good for him to, you know, shake it up a little bit.
Yeah, shout out to Paolo, man. The number four pick, the Sacramento Kings chose to go with Keegan Murray. They felt that obviously his size and shooting ability and scoring ability better fit their team, which left Jaden Ivey, the Purdue standout, to get drafted number five by Detroit. As someone who's from Sacramento and works for the team, and I'm really hoping this Keegan Murray pick pans out. You know, obviously, we all know what happened with Marvin Bagley and Luka. The one thing I said going into this draft is I hope the Kings don't look back in 2 years and be like, damn, Jaden Ivey is terrorizing the NBA and we had a chance to take him, as we had a chance to take Luka and it didn't happen. So I'm really hoping that Keegan Murray pans out. Real big body, nice score on both end, or on the offensive end. So really hoping that really pans out for the Kings on a selfish note.
Yeah, you and the rest of the King fan base, I think they're like one pick away from, you know, the eventual NBA Messiah. They always miss about one pick or something, like whatever that is. So I think you and the Kings fan base are really counting on this kid being good. And I hope that he is for the fan base and the kids, for our sake.
Absolutely, absolutely. Man, free agency starts next week, June 30th. A lot of big names can possibly be on the move, obviously starting with Kyrie Irving. He was at the BET Awards yesterday, and one of the questions was, do you want to remain in Brooklyn? And he passed the question to, I think, his publicist. I'm not sure who the lady was standing next to him. Let's touch on him first. He's asked for permission to find a sign and trade. He's made a list of teams that he's interested in, which are the Lakers, Mavs, Knicks, Heats, and Clippers. Before we get there, what are you, just your thoughts on how loyal Kevin Durant has been to him and held him down? And now it really looks like Kyrie is up and on the move. So let's talk about that kind of loyalty that KD gave him. And now it looks to be that Kyrie could possibly be on the move.
I mean, I haven't seen this type of loyalty in the league in a long time. And that coupled with the type of leverage that the players have nowadays, I mean, they must have really have a bond together. You know, unlike, you know, maybe you and Jack will probably try to get something like this off in the league. You know what I mean? If you had the leverage that these guys do nowadays. But I haven't seen any loyalty between brothers, you know what I mean, like this in a long time. But at the same time, where does that loyalty get, KD?
You know what I mean? Nowhere.
At the end of the day, that's a tough situation. Mm-hmm. He's been the face of, you know, vaccines or to not vaccine, you know, to play or not to play. He's typically said that he isn't going to force anybody to do anything. But at the same time, I believe if that was me or you, you or Jack, me or Jack, whatever two brothers are, if we come in there at one location with the anticipation of winning a title and, you know, bringing that franchise back to relevance, and you just kind of dip, you know what I mean? And you're not really playing. You're playing 20 games here, 30 games here, you know what I mean? All type of other stuff going off the court. As talented as he is, that's got to wear on your brother. I know sometimes we tend to wear on our brothers, you know what I mean? The loyalty and friendship. So I just, you know, KD can only take so much at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. From what we've seen, you know, there's only so much of humdrum and bullshit that he puts up with off the court, you know, and he really just want to hoop. So I feel like it's getting away from hoop and the more to off court stuff, which really isn't his bag. So it'll be interesting to see just how loyal and, you know, how tight the friendship is.
I mean, to me, it's going to be an interesting situation. We all know when Kyrie wants to play, he's one of the best in the business. There's been a lot of things, even outside of the vaccine, that's kind of kept him off the court and kind of being that sidekick that we all thought when this team initially came together. Man, KD and Kyrie, two of the best to ever do it. This is going to be a problem. And the fact that 3 years later, we're looking at nothing. You know what I mean? They really didn't get a chance to accomplish nothing. KD, you know, did everything he could do to get his teams where they needed to be. He just didn't have enough help, you know. So for KD to be that loyal and that down, I just really wonder what he's thinking at this time, because, you know, all signs point that, you know, Kyrie wants to move on to greener pastures. And I'm not even mad at that. I mean, it's your career, bro. Do what you want to do. And we know if he's locked in, he's going to make any of those teams, I think, outside of the Knicks, a possible NBA contender.
Hey, KD put a lot on the line, too, not to cut you off. Bones, ACLs, coming back quick, you know what I mean, from PCLs, MCL. He done had every CL in the world.
Left Golden State, where who knows how many rings that team, you know, they possibly could have two more rings on their hand. So it's just that.
A lot of skin in the game, man.
Yeah. So. KD gave up a lot to make this work. So it'll be interesting to see, obviously, if Kyrie moves on, what KD decides to do. You saw Dame Lillard tweeted something the other day with KD in a Blazers uniform. So that'll be another frenzy. I'm sure the league is really pushing towards Kyrie leaving because some teams really feel like they have a chance to possibly scoop Kyrie. So this will be interesting to follow. You know, shit, it's going to be that reality show through the summer. To me, what continues to make the NBA be global is that there's storylines like this throughout the summer where these superstars are going to land. So next up, Bradley Beal, someone who's been a Wizard his entire career. Word is that he's going to opt out of his final year and possibly sign a max $250 million deal. Is this to secure the bag and then try to get a trade down the line, or do you really think he wants to be in D.C., you know, possibly the remainder of his career?
I kind of feel like if he wanted to shake, he would have shook. He's had, you know, he's had them by the cojones for a couple years now as to where, you know, player movement and what he wants to do. I hope he does secure the bag, you know what I mean, and get as much money as he can and then face a trade, get a trade. I think the Wizards owe him that for their loyalty. I don't think they send him out the door without, you know, paying that man his money, you know what I mean, as he deserves. I don't think they've surrounded him with enough. They've done some pretty cool moves, you know, long term, but Bradley Beal, although a young player, I feel like he's been playing in the league like 15 years already. Because, like, you know what I mean, deep into the playoffs and had any memorable playoff.
But Bradley Beal's 28 years old, so he's been in here for a minute.
It's been a minute, but I feel like he's like 33 almost because of the meaningless basketball. You know what I mean? He deserves a deep run in the playoffs. I understand the bag, but he'd probably get a bag somewhere else off the court to maybe make up the 10 or 12 that he's making next day. Yeah. Just don't put it in crypto. You know what I mean? And he should be straight.
Yeah, Bradley, I mean, I really feel like, girl, he's tough. Yeah. I mean, to me, he's one of the best two-way players in the game. Can definitely get the money anywhere he decides to go. Respect and understand the loyalty. But, you know, then you put him in, you know, you look at him and Dame in similar situations where, you know, how far does loyalty get you these days? You know, to how far does it, you know, and if these guys are content on being great players who just never really had enough around them, you know, that'll be their narrative. But I also feel like, you know, these two great players could have a chance to go somewhere and really, you know, get what they deserve. You know, all the hard work they put in their entire career to have an opportunity to play for something meaningful. So we'll keep an eye on Bradley Beal, excited that he's going to get as much money as he possibly can, and we'll see what happens after that. You know, someone we got a chance to work with in the pre-draft situation and really came out and made a name for himself this year was Jalen Brunson, probably one of the most solid young player, old souls there is in this game. Really was the sidekick to Luka, and I think surpassed all expectations as a team and as an individual for what they were able to do this year. First of all, Dallas had a chance to sign him to a $50 million extension last summer and passed on that. And now the bag has doubled. As you know, the New York Knicks signed his dad to be an assistant coach. And there's numbers out there floating around right now that they may be interested in giving him a four-year, $100 million deal. Does he take that, or does he see what Luka and the Mavericks are going to offer?
This is going to be interesting because how much of what Jalen Brunson has done this year has been predicated off playing with Luka or having Luka on the court at the same time. You know, there's a lot of one-on-one matchups to kick, a lot of mismatches on the wing. You know, Luka's on the post. He's kicking it from the post to the wing. He's done a lot with this game. But going to the Knicks, you know, that comes with, you know, you're going to get that hundred, but, you know, that comes with a lot. As a reg, the Knicks with Pops over there on the sideline, you know what I mean? Mark Shades of Mark Jackson is everybody. I mean, that's one thing we talked about during the pre-draft of how his game reminded us of Mark Jackson at the time because of the ability to play out of the post and the post up. He's been posting up bigger dudes too, so you can't even say smaller guards because that's right. Post up dudes and get some shit off. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see if, you know, I don't like if maybe Luka don't want him to leave. Maybe Luka makes a call and tell him to go deep into the luxury bag because he needs that security blanket that is Jalen Brunson. I don't think this story is over yet. That 4 years, 100 sounds very good and very teasing, but like I said, you know what that 4 years, 100 million that means in New York. You know what I mean? You can go in New York and get them buried like Stephon. A lot of point guards went out there to get buried. Kemba most recently, Stephon Marbury, Steve Francis, our homeboy BD, you know what I mean, had a, you know, although he had a horrific injury, you know what I mean, he was kind of, that's a tough spot for point guards, especially when you're coming there asking for the coin. So you got to, you know, he really got to weigh them scales out and see the pros and cons.
No, I think you hit it perfect. That's a graveyard for point guards. You just listed a whole lot of guys that had a whole lot of game that went there. And again, the money is beautiful, but the expectation, the media, everything surrounding basketball, the actual, you know, product that you put on the court. And I think you also made another good point is I kind of compare it to receivers. You know, when that you know, when you're the number two receiver and you have those big years with a bunch of yards and make the Pro Bowl, and then, you know, the number one guy gets traded and then you slide into that number one spot. You know, that's kind of like Jalen Brunson's name is going to be a lot higher on the scouting report now. He's probably going to have the best wing defender on him. And like you said, without Luka next to him, you know, that's going to have a lot of added pressure. So I would love to see him possibly stick it out. You know, I think teams aren't necessarily afraid to go in the luxury tax anymore. You saw what Golden State did, and they were able to win a championship by doing it. So I think he was definitely a key piece to the Mavs' success, and I still feel like they're a piece away. But Jalen Brunson is a nice piece to that puzzle. So we'll see what happens to him.
Hey, but that's like being part of a duo. That's like me and you got a group and then somebody go solo. You know what I mean? Do you really want to go solo and do a solo album? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? With all the pressures of a solo artist, although you got to split the bag up of the duo, playing with the duo, you know what I mean? That solo album is a whole nother deal. And that's basically what he would be doing to your point of
especially if you're in a duo group with the Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, if you're in a group with Michael Jackson, and then you want to go on a solo, that's a whole nother world, bro. So we'll have to see.
It's different. In a group with Ray J, you know. Shout out Ray J, though. That's my dog. You know what I mean? But R&B dudes took a lump.
They took a tough one. Too many backwoods being smoked in the downtime.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to do my name.
That's my game.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Some other guys that could possibly be on the move. Malcolm Brogdon could possibly be out of Indiana, and I think he'd be a quality pick. I'd love to see him, and I don't know if the numbers would ever work out, but I'd love to see him in Boston. I think he would be a great pickup for Boston. Rudy Gobert, unhappiness over there, and you could probably put Donovan Mitchell in that group as well. The Spurs are not shy about saying they're shopping Jonte Murray, who's coming off his first All-Star appearance. Man lives right around a triple-double, so he'll be very sought after. And then John Collins, although he didn't get traded, he said he's done with the rumors and the bullshit. He is not playing in Atlanta anymore. So a lot of young, talented players will be on the move this offseason, looking to make their next stop, their best stop. Next up on the radar, presented to you by DraftKings. You know this gambling shit. They already got odds on favor to win Rookie of the Year. So let's take a look. First up, Paolo, the number one pick at a plus 300 to win Rookie of the Year. Second is Jabari Smith at a plus 350. Jaden Ivey slides into that third spot at a plus 475. Tied with Chet Holmgren at 475. And to round out the top five, Keegan Murray at a plus 900. So obviously this is all guesswork. You can never really tell who is what until they actually get out there and play. But again, this is a very talented top five, and definitely looking forward to seeing what these young players can do this upcoming season.
Yeah, very talented top five, looking to see what they're going to do, you know, as their career moves on. But I heard a lot of people say there's no this person, there's no Zion, there's no Giannis, there's no generational talent, you know, in this group. But I think this is an interesting group because the way the game is set up now with all the freedom of movement and the space and the pace, I think this group has a lot of unique skill sets. A lot of big guys with talent that are going to be playing out on the floor. A lot of wings that are physical and they're going to be banging, you know, playing inside, you know, whether that be driving to the basket or being able to post up. I see a lot of versatility in this draft, and with the way the game is played now, I'm interested to see whether a lot of these young players pan out. A lot of lineage in this draft as well. You know what I mean? Griffin, you know, somebody's dad is not too removed from either playing overseas or in the NBA. So I'm seeing a lot more of that happening. So it'll be good to see the way this pans out.
Yeah, I mean, this new wave of basketball is completely, to me, geared upon skill set. And these guys are very skilled. It's not necessarily – that's why some people hesitated on Chet. I was like, yeah, if this is 20 years ago, you might look at his frame and be like, I don't know, but – this is a completely different game, and his skill set, you know, for his size is there's been very few players that have, you know, attained that kind of skill set. So, again, like you said, the space, the pace, the freedom of movement. I'm looking forward to this draft class coming out here and showing the ass.
Yeah, for sure. I wouldn't be able to play Chet at center either.
No, not at all. I mean, like, you know what I mean? It's to me, he can play anywhere on the floor. In closing, two Hall of Famers had their sons picked up by the Lakers, Shaquille O'Neal and Scottie Pippen Jr. Scottie Pippen was signed to a two-way deal. Sharif was invited to Summer League. Thoughts on, you know, these are big shoes to fill. You know, arguably one of the greatest wing defenders we've ever seen and the most dominant big man we've ever seen. And it's been, you know, publicly said, you know, Shaq wasn't too high on his son going into the draft. He thought he should have went back to school. Sharif said he's old enough to make his own decisions. Unfortunately, didn't get drafted, but now has an opportunity to, you know, play in this Lakers Summer League and kind of show the league what he has. Thoughts on both these players and their chances moving forward?
Different roads, but you never know. I spoke about the lineage, the gene pool earlier. I mean, these are two Hall of Fame players that we're talking about. But yep. I think again, these kids have been dealing with this pretty much since they picked up a basketball. You know, I'm sitting at a camp right now at my old high school, which my son is nervous to go to just because it's my old high school. You know what I mean? So I know you got the twins. You know, I think we talked about on vacations about when it happened to the twins, when did they experience pressure. But these kids have been dealing with that for a long time. Sierra Canyon, they got Sierra Canyon. They've been no stranger to top-notch high school of California basketball. I think it's something that I think it's hats off to the Lakers. You know what I mean? The lineage seems to be working. The gene pool thing seems to be working. I like Sharif, you know, being a vanguard, go standing out on his own too, despite what dad thinks. And I appreciate the Lakers as a family organization on trying to make sure that dream can come to, you know, it's come to fruition. But Scottie Pippen Jr., you're probably looking at two proud dads, man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Scottie Pippen Jr., Shaquille O'Neal, both championship players. Championship pedigree. These kids are probably no stranger to hard work. Sharif's been through a lot after his open heart surgery. Right. And then continuing to play. I know he hasn't got a chance to play and catch his footing in college because of injuries, but we've seen guys average 3-5 points in college, you know, get drafted in the second round and average like 10 in the league. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So again, spacing, a lot of room for player movement on the court right now, extra possessions, premium on highly skilled players. These kids have been highly skilled for a long time. As a guy who's bringing up two young, highly skilled youngsters, you know what I mean? How do you feel about this situation? Well, one day, you know, Carter and Isaiah might make a decision that you might not like, or they might have to take a different road to get to the league. How does this make you feel at the end of it?
Well, I mean, first of all, for these two players, you know, I wish them nothing but the best. I couldn't imagine what it would be like, you know, playing up under Shaq and playing up under Pip, and for Bronny, playing up under Bron. I mean, that shit has got to be tough. As a father of two kids, and hopefully that I get put in this position, you know, I just want to make sure that we're aligned and on the same page. And it leads me to what I was going to say is, so many, and I'm not even talking about these two kids in particular, I'm just talking about in general, so many kids are giving bad information. If you think about it, there's only 60 draft spots, and every year there's over 350 kids that enter the draft, give or take, sometimes even more. You know, so you got to think there's 350 kids fighting for 60 spots, and then that's not even taken into account the European flavor that is, you know, that has kind of had a wave over the NBA. So they're going to take, you know, anywhere from 10 to 15 to maybe even 20 players.
Stash too.
Yeah, you know, from that from overseas, you know what I mean? So that's cutting it down to 40 or 45 spots for 300 plus people. So I just wish these kids, you know, had more people in their ear that really knew what the fuck was going on, and not just people that see possibly dollar signs or opportunities, but really cared about these kids' future. Because to me, it's the same thing, and it'll never stop. Every single year, there's going to be over 300 people in the draft fighting for 60 positions, knowing that your odds aren't very good. So I don't know. As a father, you know, I'm looking forward to this journey. And, you know, if the twins are fortunate enough to be put in that position, you know, hopefully we can make a family decision on what is best for them. But at the end of the day, you know, if they're old enough and they feel like they know more than me, I'm going to have to step back because, it is their, you know, career. So, again, I you know, I definitely, you know, salute Sharif, you know, even though he didn't listen to his dad. And, you know, sometimes dad knows best, sometimes dad doesn't know best. But, you know, he took a leap of faith and now he's going to have to prove himself. But with an organization that has a lot of love and a lot of lineage and history with the family. So, you know, best of luck to these two youngsters. And, you know, I hope to see they can, you know, wear that real uniform one day.
I think they're going to make it, man. I think they're going to be all right. Remember, you're not just auditioning. I would say one thing as a word to advice for these two youngsters. Remember, you're not just auditioning for the Lakers. You know, Sharif's going to be in summer league. There's other roster spots. You could have a good showing with the Lakers, end up on somebody else's training camp. Set yourself for a bag up in Barcelona, Madrid, Adrift. Make you a couple hundred thousand, come back and play in the G League, you know, whatever it is. So there's different routes. And I think these kids are well-equipped because of their fathers to go within those routes and have success, you know, and whatever success looks like that for them.
I think you made a great point. It's not just your team. You're auditioning for the whole entire league every time you step on that court, whether it be summer league, preseason, or fucking even regular season. You know what I mean?
Open runs, Matt. You made it. You made it. You made rosters on open runs.
Open runs
or something. Yep.
Yep. My first handful of years in the league, I was on 1 year deal. So not only was I playing for my team, but I was playing, you know, auditioning for the rest of the league. So, you know, hopefully they just keep me and understand this is a grind. You know what I mean? It's a marathon, not a sprint. And, you know, the ultimate goal is right in front of them. So I wish everybody, not only these two, but all these young players moving on to that next step of, you know, fulfilling their dreams, the best of luck, man. There's nothing like playing in the NBA, man. So best of luck to all these youngsters. And we'll see you guys out in Summer League. That's it, man. I think we only got one more of these shows for the season. Hopefully Jack will be back from O Block next week.
Hey, man, take care of Jack down there in O Block. O Block.
Yeah, man. See, hey,
See him, make sure he's straight. We need our brother.
Y'all hold
back.
Our boy down. Yeah. We seen he was out there jewelried out too. I was like, oh, I seen it on Instagram this morning. I was like, yo, what the fuck is Jack doing?
You know how he acts. He likes to go down there and touch down with the people.
Got man. To. The soil. Yeah. You gotta touch down with the soil.
True soil toucher. True soil
yes.
toucher.
Well, man, you can catch What's Burning every week on Showtime Basketball YouTube, on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Show Basketball. See y'all next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.